All right, I want us to look at two passages of Scripture this morning. Let me say welcome to those of you that are watching online. We're excited to, and blessed to have you joining us that way. We're going to be looking, I want to start off at 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 1 and verse 2. And then I'm going to be going a little bit later on in the message to Titus chapter 2 and verse 3. So you get to these pastoral epistles, 1 and 2 Timothy and Titus. And we're just going to kind of camp there. And I hope that you picked up a Life Point outline as you were coming in. And of course, if you're watching online, you can get them on your app, through our app. In 1 Timothy chapter 5, beginning in verse 1, now I'm going to be reading from the New International Version. The Bible says, "Do not rebuke an older man harshly." And of course, this is a pastoral epistle, and so God is giving us direction about how to behave in the household of faith. And how do we, as a church family, how do we relate to each other? And so he starts off and he says, if you're a younger man, do not rebuke an older man harshly. So in other words, treat them with respect. So it's about how we behave in the household of faith. Do not rebuke an older man harshly, but exhort him as if he were your father. Treat younger men as brothers. Older women, here you go, older women as mothers, and younger women as sisters with absolute purity. So in the household of faith, that's how God is talking to us about our interpersonal relationships. And what I want to do this morning, before I get into Titus, I want to talk about moms. I want to talk about mothers. And not just women who have given birth, but also those women who in the household of faith are fulfilling the role, listen, of being a mother to the next generation of mothers. To be a mother to the next generation of mothers. And I want you to think about that, ladies. We're going to be talking about that. Mother's Day is a day that I know primarily we honor women that we call mom. And I want to start off with that and just kind of speak to us clearly from God's Word. But it's also a day that we need to think as men and women, as sons and daughters, about how well we honor mom, not just today, but all year long. Can I get an amen? All right. So the reality is, I know that moms appreciate flowers. They like the cards. You know, it first of all, just simply says you didn't forget, right? And they appreciate that. But I think there's a tangible gratitude that moms would love even more. And I got a couple examples for you. I ran across two Mother's Day cards that I thought were just jewels. They give insight to those of us about how to treat moms on Mother's Day. All right, are you ready? So, number one, the pessimist views the glass as half empty. The optimist views it as half full. The mom views it as one more thing she has to pick up because someone was too thoughtless to take a little bit of effort and put the used glass in the dishwasher. Can I get an amen? I'm just saying. I just thought I need to give that. One more, just for the road here. Let's see. Hours of screaming labor, about a million poopy diapers. I debated whether I could say that in the message, but a million poopy diapers, thousands of loads of laundry, years and years.